WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We all my
everything that rocks.
I don't even know what he says there. We all mad.
We all mad.
Monica. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. 7:42. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning. This just puts you in a good mood.
It does every time. Ja Rule always brings me up. Anyway, let's get to it. We got to get you your topic of the day, of course, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. You know, there's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door, you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. What is your 15 minutes of fame story? We've had it. You know, some of us have got that. You get that one little point in life where, you know, you hold on to it. You taste the fame for just a minute.
People just cheering for you, yelling your name. We love you. We love you. 15 minutes of it. You're just walking around like King Leonidas.
Yeah.
Hands in the air, just looking around.
Everyone loves you. You're making it on the local news channel. It's great. I was thinking about this, and mine is, it's a little embarrassing, but it's also, I mean, I loved it. It was fantastic for my ego. So way back in the day when I was in Madison working for Midwest Family, we own clusters of radio stations all over, and I was filling in to do traffic, all right? So I would call in to the local news channel that we worked with, the TV news channel, and I would do the traffic report, and I'd have to do that certain times in the morning and in the afternoon. Well, with that, they put a photo of me, and when I was living in California, I got some headshots done, professional headshots, because I thought I was going to be a movie star. Anyway, looked good, looked great. Well, so my little bit of 15 minutes of fame was for that short time I was doing traffic. The TV station got a bunch of phone calls about my photo, and a bunch of like middle-aged women saying, "Oh my God, put him back on TV. He could be in the one lady said, the anchor was like, he could be on a soap opera or something. So young me, I think I was 22 at the time.
What, the Munsters?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I could have made it to the Addams Family. But, you know, for me, and I think my mom may have videotaped it. But, yeah, so I did the traffic report. And then later on in the show, they put my picture back up. I wasn't even doing the traffic report anymore. But, yeah, that was a fun week. That was a fun week where it felt
you just
pretty
felt,
good.
You felt enlightened. You felt like, ah. Oh.
Just like you're
on top of the world.
I've literally done nothing else of notice in my life. But for that one week, I was the talk of the traffic world. I tell you what, man.
You grabbed the world by its tail. You pulled it down and put it in your bucket. That's how great you felt. You know?
Yeah. Never forget. I should have called
you. That's a good example. You felt great. People were gloating about you.
Honestly, I should have called
that
anchor.
You're on TV.
I should have called that news anchor. See what she was doing later.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she was good looking.
I was going to say, usually they are, you know?
Yeah, he was a good looking guy.
Nice, dude.
What? So that was my 15 minutes of fame. Do you have yours, Hunter?
You know, I was really trying to think of one, and I think you hit it on the butt this morning. I'll just kind of let you start it off, and I'll explain it.
Hey, no, because we got to have it separate. You got to have it. Let's take a quick break, all right? Because you'll wait. Stay tuned for Hunter's 15 minutes of fame. It's fantastic. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
I think you were more happy about it.
When I thought about it, I'm like, yes, oh, this is great. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What was your 15 minutes of fame? We want to hear your stories. We got more when we come back. Stick around. And don't miss out on Hunters because it's epic.
The Plan B more. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. It's 7:53.
Never gonna give. I'm sorry. I had to do it. Yeah.
This song puts you in a good mood, too.
It does, dude.
It's about true love. Never going to give you up. Mm-hmm. Your special light topic of the day today. What's your 15 minutes of fame story? So I remember it was probably about 3.5 years ago. I'd been here for just over a year. Hunter and I's friendship had blossomed into what it is today. And I don't know how we got on the topic, but you were telling me that.
He was live on the radio. I think we were just doing the show and talking about something. And I made the mistake of letting you know I did something.
So Hunter unknowingly gave me one of the greatest gifts, and that was telling me that he was in a music video. And I was like, music video? What kind of? And it was for a artist out of Chicago. Can you remember her name?
I'm really trying to remember, and I'm not lying to you on this because I know you're like, yeah, you know. You just don't want to tell us so you can look it up.
Because if I can find it, I'm going to post it on Facebook.
I'll definitely find it. I can find it.
But tell everyone what the synopsis, what the plot was of this music video that you started.
There was this one day I get a message. It was on Facebook, and it was one of my friends, and she's like, hey. She's like, this is kind of odd question, but we're looking for a tall guy to be in a music video that's going to be shot in downtown Benton Harbor, kind of like where like the old State Theater used to be. Yeah. I believe that's what it was called. You know, it's kind of like a nostalgic feel, like music video. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Hell with it. So I did it, and basically, I show up and they're like, all right, so you're gonna be the stalker guy. This music video is about a guy stalking this chick. So I kind of went into it just like not knowing what I was gonna be doing, and I ended up being some weird creepo stalker guy. The stalking the girl singing the video.
Isn't there a scene in there where like you're working on a car? She's working on her car or something like that.
Yeah. So she's like, no, she's got her hood open and she's looking at her hood and she's like trying to work on something. And dude, I have a wife beater on in the video. Dude, it's pretty bad. Anyway, I go jogging by and I'm like, oh, like I like see this hot chick working on her car, bro. And so I like stop and like ask her, you know, do you need help? And she's just like, like pushes me away, like stop, like get away from me. And then like throughout the music video, like I keep randomly showing up, like she is she's at her house one of these times, and I knock on the door with some food that I was just going to deliver to her. And she's like, get away from it. Dude, there's just like scenes in this thing that just make me look like I'm just really, really trying hard to get in this girl's pants.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
But you know, I will say the music video is a well-made video.
Yeah.
The song is pretty good. The song's legit, but it's just weird. Like there's me in the video, like, right. I guess it's fame, though. I got my 15 minutes of fame on it.
Buddy, you started a music video. You're famous, buddy. You had your 15 minutes.
Famous. Dude, I got invited to the red carpet, but I shut him down. I was too big at that point.
Too big. Your career just got launched at that point.
Yeah. It was a Grammy. No, it wasn't a Grammy award winning.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. It's the little things like that that just make me so happy.
You know, the girl, the singer, the famous person in the video, we became friends on Facebook. She's cool. She was nice. She's like, if you ever want to be in another video, I'm like, yeah, just as long as I'm not stalking you and looking through windows.
In the next video, you're going to murder me, actually. You're going to play a murderer. Just so you know, so I want you to really get into that murder vibe, okay? It's fantastic. All right, well, we'll do everything we can to dig that up. We got some great comments on Facebook, and we'll share it. Well, come on now. We got to share it.
I'll find it.
Yes. It's been so long. I got to put it in my YouTube queue is where I need it, in my favorites.
I'll lean into it, I guess.
We got some great comments on Facebook. What's your 15 minutes of fame? Billy said, does cops count? Yes, Billy, it absolutely does.
Cops absolutely count.
Now, were you on as a perp or as a bystander that told the cops what you saw happen? Because that's totally, that changes the story. Let's see. Josh said his 15 minutes of fame was he was on an episode of Future Weapons.
Oh, really?
What show is that? Nice.
Dude, that's a great show. That's an awesome show. He was on that show?
Yeah, that's what he says. So awesome.
So obviously the title explains itself, but it's just like a dude who like it just kind of shoots all these future weapons or kind of explains to you what they are. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder, did he get to shoot something?
I don't know. He just said, you got to tell us more, Josh.
Yeah, you're leaving us hang, man.
Famous. Yeah, were you a target? I mean, that's different. Right. We got one more here. I thought this was pretty cool. Very IRX-y. We had a guy mess us. John. John said that his 15 minutes of fame was he was the guy in the trench coat in the video for I Remember You by Skid Row. That's awesome, man.
Trench coat, man.
It's trench coat, man. But I mean, that's a huge song. That's a huge music video. You know, MTV, height of that, probably a little bit more views than yours, Hunter, but still very, very cool.
Yeah, probably a little bit more, but.
Yeah.
No, dude, he was nothing compared to what I was doing in those.
He didn't play. If you don't play a stalker in a music video, you haven't truly made it.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. That's an iconic video, you know? Yeah. Music videos are crazy, especially back when music videos were huge.
Yeah.
Like, that was huge, man. Like you could do a commercial.
Yeah.
You do a music video. I mean, this is stuff that you do that if you're not a movie star, you know?
Yeah.
I went to high school with a girl who was Delilah. Hey there, Delilah. Right, Delilah?
Delilah.
She was Delilah in the Hey There, Delilah video.
That's crazy.
Melissa McNellis.
She was Delilah. That's crazy.
She was Delilah. It's kind of weird, like, seeing it, because that's a famous video, man.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Huge. That's a big video.
Especially back
then when it came out.
Yeah.
And, like, it was weird at the time. Like, we went to high school with her, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool, you know? I mean, it was a big deal. We weren't, like, shunning it off or anything. But, like, now you look at it, you're like, dude.
Yeah, huge.
That's pretty effing cool. That's a story you're going to tell your grandkids, you know? Like, check this out.
I was Delilah. You know? I mean, I won't tell my grandkids yet. They'll give me funny looks, but, you know. I was Delilah. No, you weren't, Grandpa, you crazy old bag.
Nah.
All right. Well, we all want to be famous, at least for 15 minutes. We're going to take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around.